Good morning. Yesterday on The Takeaway, we talked to Spencer Leake. He owns a funeral home on Chicago's South Side.
Well, I'm seeing too many mothers across my desk coming in to make funeral arrangements for their young men and women shot down in the streets of Chicago. Not only make the arrangement, but counsel these mothers as to what they can do now that their children have been snuffed out.
The raw statistics are nearly apocryphal. 80 people shot, 13 killed over the past two weekends in Chicago. In the 2008 school year, 398 Chicago students were shot. 412 homicides that year, all but four were because of guns. And those statistics, that's raw data. But they paint a picture of a battlefield on the streets of Chicago, entire neighborhoods where people feel they can't protect either themselves or their children. It's like a modern Lord of the Flies, where it's not survival of the fittest, but survival of the best armed. And here on the line with us is somebody from the front lines of that battle. He's now a youth pastor at the Carroll Care Center in Chicago. It runs programs aimed at keeping kids off the street, but he was once part of that violence. Tim White, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. When you were 12 years old, you joined a gang called the Vice Lords on Chicago's West Side, and you were with them for 25 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
But we like to think that somebody like you, who's in school, who has a parent who is watchful and employed and vigilant, that's not a kid who's going to get into a gang.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you would think the normal, way that we wouldn't join a gang, but there's a lot of things that pulled you into a gang other than you having good parents, you know, what you might not get at home, the energy that your parent needs to put in you, she might be putting into her job or something like that. So you find a family outside of the house or the family structure.
The Chicago police say that in all these homicides, that are the statistics I just read, that the vast majority of them involved gang activity. Do you buy that?
No, I think most of the crimes are interpersonal. Just because the person that's involved in a conflict is in a gang, you relate it to the gang activity. But most of the conflicts might be over a girlfriend, something like that. It's not always gang activity. Most of the stuff that go on can be something interpersonal. And both of the persons that's involved might just happen to be in the gang.
Well, how did you, you were a preacher's son. How did you get out? I mean, after you're spending 25 years with this gang, being one of the leaders of the gang, what made you get out?
What made me get out? Well, I was tired. I got sick and tired of the lifestyle. I was in and out of jails a lot. Couldn't find out why I was, kept falling back into the same trap. And it was not until I was older where I just kind of aged out. I was getting tired of it. I aged out. I wanted something different. So I think I got out because of that. And not only, my father taught me well when I was young. He taught me to, trust in God and to read my word. And it just didn't sink in when I was younger. It was not until I was older and in a situation that I started to try to trust God and try to change my life and allow God to change my life.
Okay, Tim, I want to play for you a comment from your mayor, Mayor Richard Daley, and he's talking about he's disappointed that Supreme Court decision struck down the ban on handguns.
When it comes to Chicago, the court has ignored all that's been done over the last decade to dramatically lower homicide and violent crime rates.
Well, what he's saying there is that he and the Chicago Police Department have taken a lot of steps to work against gun violence. Do you think the various strategies they're using are working?
I mean, I think the police department are doing the best job they can, but they have one job to do, and other people, our community, have another job to do. I think the police department does a good job at trying to combat some of the violence, but they can't do it all. They can't get into the inner circles, and they also can't stop it on the front end. They can try to deter it, but it's not going to deter it by just taking away the guns, because guns come from all walks of life. Some people break in houses, steal guns, or all other types of ways they get guns from out of state anywhere.
Tim White, it's striking to hear you talk there. I went to college in Chicago, lived there for a long, long time, spent a lot of time on the South Side. These war metaphors that people are using. We're looking at General Petraeus over in Afghanistan, going to try to do a counterinsurgency effort to sort of get various factions that are fighting at the same table together to try to create a sort of new reality for the people of Afghanistan. I mean, do you feel sometimes that you're kind of like that sort of a character, trying to get people together, you know, get people to put down their weapons, coming up with arguments that are going to change things on the ground?
No, I don't think that that's the only solution to this problem. I think the mindsets of the young men's and the young women's that's using these guns for the violent crimes that they're committing. I mean, the guns are not killing each other. The people are killing each other. I know that that's one of the solutions or one of, you know, but it's not the only solution. Trying to take away the guns, I don't think that's the only solution. I think that, you know, we got to come up with various things, you know, economic development. I think we got to come up with programs that deal with the gangs, you know, bringing them together, trying to come up with solutions, how they can have, you know, some common ground among themselves, because it's not going away anyway soon, anytime soon. So we got to find some resources put into them to try to find a way to get them to come together and stop their own or police their own self, because it's not going anywhere soon.
You call yourself a violence interrupter for Project Ceasefire there in Chicago. Does that mean you're standing in the crossfire, literally?
You can say that. I intervene in violent situations. Project Ceasefire looks at violence as a disease, and we try to stop the spread of it. We know that once it starts, summer, we can get a summer where a whole lot of violence has started up, and it just spread rapidly. We try to defuse it or to contain it before it spreads. We have a component at Ceasefire where we go to hospitals. It's called the hospital response. As soon as something happens, we go to the hospital and we try to find out who's at the hospital visiting or trying to see who's there, checking on their loved ones that just got shot. And we'll try to talk to that person and try to rationalize with him so he won't go red out and shoot someone until he gets some facts and find out what really happened. And that's our job. We try to intervene.
Breaking the chain. Minister Tim White is a youth pastor at the Carroll Care Center in Chicago. They run programs to counteract gun violence. He's a violence interrupter for Project Ceasefire. He joined us from Chicago.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.